It can be a fun place to play, and we just got to go in there. We got to have great communication between our offensive line and those guys. I got to be loud, and if you're making checks and making different calls, everybody's got to be on the same page. So that always makes the experience of playing Philadelphia, very interesting.
How's the schedule been for you guys, back and forth with the 10 days, 4 days, 10 days? I mean, it's just been a strange run for you guys.
Yeah, it's been a little different. Two of the first three weekends we've had off, so that's a little different. But I think everybody's glad now we're finally back to our normal routine for the next few weeks. Have a normal schedule, but I've enjoyed the time off, and I've had good work and excited to be back at practice and getting ready to play Philadelphia.
Eli, some of their defensive names have changed, but are they still the Eagles' same kind of defensive philosophies that we've seen over the last several years?
I think even last year they changed a little bit in their defense, and probably not bringing as much pressure as they have in the past. With some of the previous defense coordinators, but they're still very talented, and I think they have great confidence in their front four that they can get sacks, they can get pressure without blitzing, and I think they have good corners, they have very aggressive with their safeties, so I think their philosophies maybe changed a little bit, but still all about getting to the quarterback, getting pressure on the quarterback, and that's something they do very well.
The one thing I notice about their front four, you mentioned their rotation. They got nine guys who seem to be going 200 miles an hour all the time because they keep them fresh and rotate them. How much of a problem is that?
Yeah, they bring in a number of different guys, and it's all about getting to the quarterback and up the field. And they rely on their linebackers and their safeties to make tackles in the run game. But, they're fast and aggressive, and they do a good job of causing some troubles for the quarterback and the passing game.
Given your 0-1 in the division, how vital is this game now, even more, to get this game?
It's obviously a big game, and they're all big. There's not one that's more important than the other. And so, it's going to be anytime you play Philadelphia, it's always important, and it's always seems like it's a tight game. But we got to come in and have a great game plan and go in and play our best football.
Okay. Your quarterback rating, obviously, the last 2 years, and even this year is outstanding. Can you talk a little bit about what the difference is for you as the game goes on?
I don't feel any difference. I guess maybe. You have three quarters to decipher what the defense is doing. You can finally get your hands on top of it and make some adjustments and go. But I think it's just, we've been in situations that where we've been down the fourth quarter, and we've had to come back and fire back and score a lot of points to get back in the game. And our offensive guys have risen to that challenge and done a good job.
Do you